the things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations like China are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty design features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the second hour on a Tuesday, the last day of the year, 2013 is now behind us. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to the phones we go with Barrett in Arizona. Barrett, I've asked you a couple times where you are. Are you in a metropolitan area or are you in a rural area of Arizona?
I'm in a metropolitan.
Okay. Now, Arizona, as far as gun rights are concerned, is like the top state in the union. And you've got a lot of people that carry guns out there on a very regular basis. But you're concerned. Tell me the context you're concerned with being shot down in.
Well, I'm worried that the government is going to shut us down. There's a documentary out there. It's called Innocence Betrayed. And it's where the government disarms the people and then they kill them. The Georgia Guidestones state they want to get the world's population down to 200 million.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Do you know what the combined total of police are in the United States? State, local, and federal.
I have no idea.
920,000. Do you know what the population of the United States is?
No.
316 million. Do you know what, and the gun owners of those make up about a third of that. I estimate around 110 million.
Hello, that number.
Oh, there's one police officer for every 19,000 people. Now, you got one-sixth of all sheriffs right now in the United States have said that we will go by the Constitution. So you got 500 sheriffs out there saying this isn't going to happen in my area, in my county. All of law enforcement would not be down for that. The likelihood of something bad happening in the United States at the hands of our own government, if we allow it, if they say guns are outlawed, and we say okay, well then okay, I can see where that would happen. But in Colorado, they just turned out a bunch of politicians for going.
Well, let me say this. They use through history. They use foreign armies. Do you know how many Chinese there are?
Billion and plus.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to use a foreign army. And here we are in America, the land of the bee, the home of the slave. They're talking about nuclear weapons between Russia, China, and America.
Well, think about that. Why would anybody want to take America?
Because, I don't know.
Because these America, people are, America has the most natural resources of any country on the planet. We could, if we decided to start exploring all of our oil reserves, for example, we could knock OPEC completely off the map. We are the top. We have $187 trillion worth of oil and oil shale and coal and everything that actually works right now today. So if they nuke us, the only reason to take us is obliterated and rendered inert. It is no good to anybody. Irradiated coal and oil shale is no good to anybody. So they're not going to nuke us.
Well, you understand, the Chinese has an army. They're all men. There's no women out there almost.
Mm-hmm.
They could take us out.
We have been in Afghanistan for 10 years, and before us, the Soviets there were there for more than 10 years. Afghanistan is the size of Texas, and we can't, you know, the known Taliban numbers are about 35,000. These guys can't read. They don't know what MTV is. They don't know what a...
Do you know how brutal the Chinese are?
I know how brutal they can be. But that doesn't... What?
It's the CCP. Chinese Communist Party. And that's what they are. That's what this country is becoming. It scares me to hell, and I'm mad as hell, and I don't want to take it.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to stop worrying. Do you think our military would sit back and let the Chinese military invade the United States if Obama were to call for it, or the next president, or the president after him?
They have an army of 200 million short little guys.
200 million?
They're meaner than shit. Hell. Excuse me. And they are extremely well-versed in communism.
Well, how well-versed are they in ground combat?
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you how well-versed they are. They're not well-versed at all. When was the last time they were involved in an engagement?
If you take a 270, a 30-06, a 223, and you get a man army, we might be able to take them on.
The total size...
270.
The total size, by the way, just so you'll know, of the Chinese military is 4,585,000.
Oh, I was off by 2 million.
You were off by 195 million.
Yeah, but you know those little short guys are meaner than hell. And even though we're bigger than we are, than they are, actually.
Okay, well, here's what I would do. I would actually do a little research and start looking at things like logistics of war, and the projection of force, and those kind of things. The Chinese military is building. And they're building largely on us servicing, you know, paying interest on the debt we have with them. But they are building, but they are not projectors of force. We are projectors of force. As a matter of fact, we're...
That's
the best.
Correct. That's
what?
Correct.
So, they're a long way from getting to the capability that we have. Ground troops...
Yeah, but they're going to allow it. They're going to allow it.
Avow it.
They're going to allow them to come here because throughout history, they've used foreign armies to attack people that are disarmed because of these gun laws. I can't own a gun because I shoplifted one time.
You're citing history. Give me an instance.
Give me a what?
Hang on. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Back to Barrett. Barrett, before I let you go, I was asking you, you were saying throughout history they've used foreign armies to go in and conquer people that have been disarmed. Who did that?
I'm sure.
Hello?
Well, okay, all right. I think we're in big trouble. They're limiting ammunition because the government's buying it all, or most of it, or whatever. And what good's a gun without ammunition? I like the 30-06 bolt.
Okay, well,
although
for your own peace of mind, take the time to do a little research. There's about two of our allies have an overall total military bigger than the Chinese. So if you're worried about the Chinese coming our way, look at the numbers and just crunch the numbers. They don't have, if they brought everybody here that they've got and put everybody on the ground, which they're not going to do, they lose. Period.
How do you figure with an army of very...
Because I was in the military, and I know how war is waged, and I know how guerrilla war is waged. And for them to come into a country the size of the United States with 4 million people, that's a little bit more than the total overall population of my home state of South Carolina. For them to get out there and for anybody to believe that they could conquer and hold it is, militarily, it is an unsound thought process.
I beg to differ.
Have you been in the military?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what component were you in?
I was a LRP, Long Range Reconnaissance Patrol Sniper.
Back in the 90s?
I refused to go to the Gulf in 1990.
Ah.
And they put me in jail for 9 months.
So
because
you were
you
were in the active military, volunteer military, and you volunteered for combat duty, and then when combat came, you refused to go?
Yeah, because it was for ExxonMobil. The corporations that run our government.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year to you. Takes all kinds. Incoming mayor of Boston, replacing Thomas Menino, who was one of the founding members of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. The Boston PD, since the Boston Marathon bombing, they decided they needed 33 AR-15s, and they're paying a premium cost of $2,500 each. Well, Martin J. Walsh, who's the mayor-elect, has put the kibosh to that. He's shooting down the plan to arm some Boston patrol officers with military-style rifles, setting up a potential showdown with the department. You know, we had Watertown. Watertown was an aberration. They were looking for a teenage guy who was unarmed. And then when they found him, I don't know if they knew he was unarmed or not, they shot at him, 100, 200 times, missed him in a boat. You know, how much cover can that give you? Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for calling that so quick after that one there, John. Thank you.
I want to say good morning, Barrett. And, Barrett, seriously, false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
Look, if and when it comes, and I believe that it's very possible that it might, then you do what you have to do to prevent it. Fear is 90% of any battle. And if you're in fear, Barrett, you're going to lose. Things are worth living for. Things are worth dying for. Don't waste your time thinking about what if.
Whenever somebody prepares for trouble, if it presents itself, normally they know how to deal with it, don't they, John?
Well, I'm not perfect at it, but I'll tell you, I grew up in Detroit and in the 60s during the riots, and it wasn't just black and white. I literally had to fight to go to school, fight to stay in school, and fight to come home. And I had to fight white folks, and I had to fight black folks, and had to fight Orientals and Hispanic and all the rest, because there's all kinds of people living in Detroit. What it did me no good to do is to try and go to school or go anywhere in fear. I mean, if I had to do that, I would say to Barrett, make other preparations that are much more important than fighting a physical battle. Make the preparations to conquer the spiritual battle, and the rest of it will fall in line. It'll become to become where you have no fear of death or anything else because everything is taken care of. We've got promises, man. Bill, you know, I've said it before. If that book that everybody has but very few people really read and delve into and study, if it's true, and I know it is, then I can do all things. I'm a conqueror in Christ. You know, Paul, and I'll preach for just one more sentence. Paul said about death, where's your sting? You know, this isn't our home anyway. So I'll leave it at that. Barrett, my friend, don't be in fear. And I'm as sincere as I know to be when I'm saying.
I know you are. I know you are. It's just this whole, I don't know how informed he is. I don't know if that is if he's a provocateur. I don't know if he actually believes what he says, right? For people to actually believe it, though, stuns me. It just stuns me for people to believe that this country, after what we've seen in Afghanistan, which we haven't conquered, and as soon as they pull out of it, it's going to be like all that sand turns into water, and that's going to be the Taliban. It's going to just converge right back to it. We haven't changed a lick of anything in a state or a country the size of Texas after we've thrown multiple generations of soldiers at them over the 10 years that we've been there. The latest technological advancements haven't beat them.
Make no mistake about it. There is trouble coming, and if it's not foreign troops, it's going to be people in this country that are going to see a breakdown in the policing or a breakdown in you know, the neighborhoods. They're going to attempt to take advantage of it.
Yes, I agree with that more than any foreign entity.
Well, when it comes to it, Bill, I'm from the Dearborn area in Detroit.
Wow.
And I remember a time when I was a child when Dearborn was Dearborn. No,
now it's Dearbornistan.
Well, interesting fact for people that may not know, Dearborn, Michigan is the largest population of people from the Middle East of all nations, Jordan, Chaldeans, Iraqi, Iranians, you know, of any other country in the world outside of the Middle East, the largest is in Dearborn, Michigan. So when it comes down to it, I'm not saying that all Arabs or all Muslims are evil people. I know some that are very nice. But I also know what has happened to my old neighborhood to the point where it really does. The signs and the stores are in Middle Eastern language, whether it's Persian or Arabic or, you know, anything. I didn't recognize my house when I went to my old house.
Yeah.
So there's places that we should be, there's places that we should avoid. Because when jihad is a holy jihad, and it is...
Hang on, John. I'll let you finish that on the other side, okay? You hang on. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Day. Something in here's not right today. Mama, show up tight today. Paranoia is all I got left. I don't know what stress me.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
And welcome. Wow, that sounded good. Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. On the phone with me, John in Tennessee, thankfully cleaning my palate. Thank you, John.
Well, you know, you probably have other callers waiting, so I won't keep you very long. I just want to say, look, I don't know about anybody else, but I know about me. Even when this world, in my opinion, was a great place to live, when I was coming up, as a kid in Detroit, riding my bike to the stadium to watch the Tigers play ball. Even during the riots, I was going to watch ball games the next year as a 10, 11-year-old kid riding my bike 5 miles to go watch a ball game. It was great. But, you know, even then, I knew that eventually, Bill, I'm going to draw my last breath. I'm not living on this earth forever, folks. None of us are. So, to me, yeah, there's things. I love my grandbabies. I love my kids and my wife, and I want to live a long time. But if I die tomorrow in an attempt to preserve what I believe is important to be living for, and I'm doing what I can to preserve it for my descendants or posterity or all of these, you know, these high and mighty ideals that we have, and I do because I believe it's important. But if I die tomorrow, the only thing I've lost, first of all, is a life that I couldn't hold on to if I tried, is friends and family that I love dearly that I can't hold on to forever if I tried. So it's a short time that we're, if you live 120 years, that's nothing.
That's a blink of an eye.
You're to eternity. So make preparations for eternity. That's what's important. And then take everyone that you care about, everyone that you know, everyone that you don't know, Arabs and Muslims included. If you can get them to the point where they see that there is hope in Jesus Christ, bring them with you. Nothing wrong with that.
Very good.
Seriously. And I'll leave it at that, man. Barrett, cheer up, my brother. Make preparation. And if he's a provocateur, guess what? I mentioned Jesus Christ and the cross and the blood. Bill, he just hung up.
Oh, well. I hate it when that happens.
All right, man. Take care.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. I made mention of the warfare that happens in that is still ongoing in Afghanistan. I did not give the caveat of the rules of engagement, which pretty much handcuff our soldiers today. Let me mention that. We never intended to wage war there, which is why I don't think we should have gone there. If you want to go to war to win. And if you don't intend on winning, don't go. But I live in a much simpler world. I don't live within the Beltway. I was talking about the mayor-elect of Boston, who is putting the kibosh to the Boston Police Department from buying AR-15 weapons. And here's the thing with police officers and this kind of weaponry. Police officers, their training is constricted by their budget. And a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, when they do in this particular case, talking about putting out 33 of these, and they're going to be going to certain officers on certain patrols, and their qualification standards sometimes is as ridiculous as a box of ammunition. If they can fire a box of ammunition and hit their target and not hit their foot and not hit one of their fellow officers on the firing line, that's deemed good enough. And that is a very minimal standard. In the U.S. Army in 1984, the basic rifle marksmanship was nothing but training with that weapon for 2 weeks. 8 hours a day. More than that, actually. Basic training days were longer than that. But that was training. And we trained more about clearing stoppages and malfunctions and remedial action than we did when things are going good. And we trained on trigger pull. And we trained on movement and firing. And that goes way beyond a box of ammunition. And somehow or other, this mayor, this incoming mayor, he either knows it or he doesn't want to spend the money. But, this myth that law enforcement officers have extensive firearms training is simply a myth. When you add an AR-15 to the mix without a serious training upgrade in place to go with that, you've got 33 tactical light officers, and that's a mistake. I mean, this past year, law enforcement deaths on the job is lower than it's ever been in a long time. Some officers that are out there, one of the common things they say is, we're outgunned. But they're citing the Boston Marathon bombing as the justification for having that, where they weren't outgunned. They had a gun. The two bombers had a gun. They had a Ruger 9mm pistol. When the elder brother was shot and then run over by his younger brother, the gun went with him. So they weren't outgunned. And then when they descended on Watertown, like a marauding army kicking people out of their houses, that was too far. That was too far. And let me just say this. It wasn't out of any concern for the populace of Watertown that they did that way. This was so they could all go home that night. But I submit this to you. You don't employ minimally trained officers in a paramilitary frontal assault. That is a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for disaster for everybody that could be collateral. It's a recipe for disaster to the, for the responding officers. If they're facing a real threat like they're talking about, it's not going to be nice for them. So if you're going to put that kind of weaponry in their hands, you're going to have to ramp up the training. That means money. Training means bullets. And if they don't have the bullets to train with it, the potency is lost. During the manhunt for the Boston bombers, they shot up the city. The police departments and all the players involved in hunting for the Sarnia brothers, they shot up the city, and in some cases at each other. There's something employed in a engagement of that type that is referred to as fire discipline. And far too often in combat, you have friendly fire instances. And this is where the so-called fog of war comes into play. But, you know, what happened in Boston after the Marathon bombings is not a justification to go out there and upgrade the weaponry unless you're going to upgrade the training. And he doesn't want to, Mayor-elect Walsh doesn't, he doesn't want to do it. So whatever his justification is for, the end result will be good for the people of Boston. Tactical light. Anyway. Our police officers should be trained better. But this is the real world. Some of them actually take the time to train themselves, but, I mean, it's nothing like what civilians do. I mean, police officers are civilians, and some of them go do training on their own. They go to a James Yeager class or a Chris Costa class, or maybe they get the city to contract for it. Now, these guys are getting some training when that happens. We're not talking a box of 50. We're talking, you know, 1,700 rounds that weekend. That's training. When you train to fail and overcome the failure, that's training. Training, real training for this kind of thing involves first aid. It involves maneuver and movement. It does not involve real training. It's not going on a firing line, standing up, shouldering the weapon, and firing 20 rounds at a target that's the size of a small Volkswagen at a distance of 20 feet. That's not training. And if you're not going to train to handle that kind of weaponry, then you don't need to have it. And the mayor-elect of Boston recognizes something, whatever it is. Let me hand this back to Republic Broadcast. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important function and features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Going to be joined next hour by Chris Costa of Costa Ludus, Sean Anderson of Costa Media Group. We're going to talk about the Easy Day video and what's coming up beyond Easy Day. This coming from Gila Hayes. She's a female firearms instructor, and she wrote a book called Concealed Carry for Women. And this actually applies to everybody, but especially to women. So for those of you that are female and carrying a gun, and male for that matter, because we all do it, we're all tempted to compromise when we carry concealed, okay? And we need to not compromise when we're carrying concealed. Now, there's lots of things that we can do to avoid bad situations. We need to avoid danger, but we need to be prepared to defend ourselves when we can't avoid that danger. If you're going to play a guessing game that tries to predict when trouble may strike you, that's sort of a fool's game to play. Habitually and regularly carrying a gun for personal defense whenever and wherever legal is a very sensible decision. So you're going to have to, here's some compromises you need to avoid. Number one, compromises between the size of the gun and the clothing required to conceal it. Now, most people that would see me, especially during the summer, when I'm just wearing a shirt, they would. I'm a slob because my shirt's untucked because I'm concealing a gun. And I only carry, the smallest gun I carry is a Glock 26. I don't own a mouse gun. I don't own a five-shot revolver. Not that those guns are absolutely no way to, you know, there's no way you want to use these. If that's what you got, that's what you got. But I have obtained other guns besides those, so I don't carry them. If you compromise the size of the gun for the clothing that you're carrying, and if you go to something smaller, you are lessening your defense capability. Item number two, compromises and choices of activities to allow legal concealed carry for better personal safety. This is, you know, in some states, you can't. I'll give you a horrific example of a compromise. In Tennessee, there's a lady named Nikki Gozer. Nikki Gozer has become a Second Amendment advocate, but she became one because she compromised horrifically. Nikki was being stalked by a guy, her husband and herself. They owned a karaoke business, and karaoke is predominantly going to be in bars. And at that time in Tennessee, you could not carry a gun, if you had a permit, into a bar. Well, because of her livelihood, she had to compromise concealed carry with where she had to work. So one day, with her gun in her car, in compliance of the law, the stalker that was coming after her came into the restaurant, and they ejected him. And then he came into the restaurant again, and they ejected him. And then he came into the restaurant again and shot her husband in the chest 6 times in front of her at dinner. So the biggest compromise you're going to make is if you say to yourself, I've got to go in this gun-free zone. Now, if you have to go to court, that's a gun-free zone. Okay, well, there'll be armed people there. If you got to go into a police department, which is a gun-free zone for you and I, well, there'll be armed people there. But if you have to go into, say, a hospital, which a lot of them are gun-free zones, you're compromising. And I'm not going to tell you what I do when I go to one. So where you go and what you do if you decide, well, I can't carry if I do that, that's a bad compromise to make. Number three, compromises in physical comfort for the mental comfort of having a gun quickly at hand to fend off danger. You have to figure out a way to carry your weapon where, one, it is accessible. Two, it is not killing you. Some of the guns I wear, some of the guns I carry, like the Salient Arms Glock 20, I mean, in my hand it doesn't look that big, but when you've got it inside the waistband all day long, it feels like you're concealing a Wheaties box that's made out of steel. Starts to sort of hurt. So I have found a solution outside the waistband. For my narrower guns, I do have inside the waistband solutions. The best holster for inside the waistband, comfortable carry, is Nate Square Tactical. Hands down, no holds barred, period. Outside the waistband, you know, there's... I use Griffins, I use G-codes. So, compromising your physical comfort while at the same time thinking, but I've got this gun, this 380 will work. Item number four, and the worst one. This is the worst one. Compromise that is sometimes urged upon women to let others take responsibility for their safety. That's a lie. That is a lie. With a predator, Amanda Collins, she did everything right. And she was still brutally raped at the University of Nevada, Reno campus. She was in a gun-free zone. She was with a group of people. She parked in the safe area. And when she was raped, she could bend her head a little bit and see the police department. Campus Police Department, which was closed. So there is no imaginary utopia where everybody's singing Kumbaya, despite what they may tell you. What we have to do as responsible people who take self-defense seriously. Let's go real quick to the phones. Eugene in Ohio. Yes, sir.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, man, I love your bumper music, man. I hope you don't mind me calling you and saying so.
Well, I picked it out, so I take that as a compliment.
Well, man, you got great taste in your music. And another question. I was wondering if maybe you could, if you got a website, post a bumper list on there.
I've been meaning to do that. Right now, my website just got hacked, and I've been botted on the side. I've been selling generic Viagra and Ambien. And as soon as we get that fixed to where I get out of that business and back into what I do, I will certainly do that.
Terrific, terrific. Yeah, let me make a suggestion that maybe you could add to your playlist. I'll tell you what it is. You can listen and decide there. But it says a lot in the song. It's called Gang War Blues by Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf, yeah. It's John Kay.
Very good. I will look into that.
All right, hey, man. Have a good new year.
Thank you, sir. You too. Thanks very much for the call. Yeah, I like my bump music. I picked it out. I don't know how Gunslinger feels about it. He's never told me. He may not like it, but he's polite enough to not say so. But he gets to listen to it in high fidelity where he's at. We have to understand that our personal safety is our personal responsibility. And if you've chosen to carry a concealed gun as part of your personal safety provisions, you've got to make that commitment to yourself to carry it regularly, effectively, and remain consistent doing it. And don't compromise. Compromise should become a dirty word for us. It should become an absolutely dirty word for us. Getting out there and compromising anything should be a dirty word. It would be so much simpler if they've never brought that into the lexicon of the political arena. Coming up, when we flip into the next hour, we're going to be joined by the chief instructor, former president of Magpul, or excuse me, CEO of Magpul Dynamics, Chris Costa, and Sean Anderson. And we're going to talk about the Easy Day video and what he's trying to do with it. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.